listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the UBC Vancouver campus, which is located on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Unceded meaning land that has never been surrendered. And it is my privilege to be here today as an uninvited guest. Hello, living world. Welcome to RIP Radio. I'm your host, Rachel Lau, and today we'll be diving into the world of Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse was born into a Jewish family on September 14, 1983. She was born in the suburbs of Southgate, London. From a young age, she was exposed to an array of jazz musicians in her family. Her maternal uncles were actually all jazz musicians. Her earliest musical influences came from the renowned show tune records from Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and Sammy Davis Jr. She was so inspired by Frank Sinatra that she named her first album after him. You can also see these influences in Amy's vocal phrasing techniques and her unparalleled ability to convey a story through her singing. As a child, she used to sing Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon alongside her father.
Kiss me, fill my heart with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore.
I will now be playing a snippet of the live version of Fly Me to the Moon, sang by Amy Winehouse. When Amy was 9, her parents got divorced. This event marked the beginning of her rebellious teenagehood. In the midst of the divorce, her parents turned a blind eye to the rebellious activities she partook in, like drinking, smoking, and getting tattoos. At the same time, she continued to refine her jazz musicianship, but also began expanding her musical tastes. She learned the guitar by stealing her brother Alex's guitar from his room when he was out. She was surrounded by the music her brother played, which ranged from classic soul music to non-vocal jazz. One night, Amy heard her brother playing Ray Charles, and the song moved her so much that she barged into his room demanding to know who the singer was. The song her brother played was Unchain My Heart by Ray Charles.
Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't care about me. Got me sort of like a pillowcase, but you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, let me go.
You can hear a lot of Ray Charles in Amy's music through her ability to mix pop, soul, jazz, and minor elements of hip-hop into a new sound. Her skill in blending these genres is reminiscent of how Ray Charles was able to mix elements of country, jazz, gospel, and pop in his own music.
Set me free. I'm under your spell.
I'm under your spell.
Like a man in a trance.
Like a man in a trance.
But I know darn well.
But I know darn well.
That I don't stand a chance.
That I don't stand a chance.
So unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Let me go my way.
In my research, I discovered when Amy Winehouse was 12, she was accepted into the reputable Sylvia Young Theater School, where she later received her first guitar, so she no longer needed to steal her brother Alex's guitar. Not long after, at the age of 16, she was expelled for, quote-unquote, not applying herself and piercing her nose. In the same year, her schoolmate and best friend, Tyler James, slipped her demo tape to his label A&R, who was seeking out a jazz vocalist at the time. This incident led to the release of her debut album, Frank, with Island Records. Her album, Frank, was met with positive critical acclaim. While Amy's music career was on the rise, this also marked the beginning of her reputation as a party girl. She often showed up to her performances too drunk to sing a whole set. She was often booed off stage. During this time, she began her relationship with music video assistant Blake Fielder-Civil, who introduced Amy to hard drugs. The couple was often seen fighting in public. Many of these fights escalated to physical fistfights, and they definitely caused a scene. In the private realm of their relationship, they were known to have centered it around drugs, alcohol, physical abuse, and self-harm. During this period of Amy's life, Island Records encouraged her to go to rehab. Amy was not happy to hear that suggestion. So Amy drops the label and picks up Mark Ronson to produce what would become her Grammy award-winning, internationally acclaimed album, Back to Black. The experience led her to writing one of her most famous songs, Rehab.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab, I won't go.
Back to Black launched Amy into the international spotlight. But during this time, she also fell deeper into her drug use. From 2007 to 2009, she had been engaged to Blake Fielder-Civil, eloped with him, and then divorced, all within the span of 2 years. All the while, Amy was arrested several times and suffered an array of health consequences due to her heavy drug use. These setbacks also led to the cancellation of appearances in 2007. Despite the turmoil Amy was experiencing in her health and personal life, Back to Black continued to sell, and it became the best-selling album of 2007 in the UK. Not long before Amy's death, Tony Bennett asked Amy to record a duet with him for the song Body and Soul for his album Duets 2. He claimed that Amy was his favorite performer to work with on the album, and he regrets that he did not give her advice before her death. Here is an interview clip from MTV's interview with Tony Bennett at the 2011 VMAs.
It's just a tragedy because I wanted to... But I could say this now. I didn't want to say it in the show. What I wanted to do, though, I wanted to stop her. I wanted to tell her that many years ago when I was very young, I was naughty also with some drugs. And Woody Allen's manager said that he knew Lenny Bruce, and I said, oh, I know him. I said, what do you think of him? And he said, one sentence that changed my life. He said, he sinned against his talent. And I wanted to tell her that, and I had to leave because we were touring all over the world making this album. And I never got a chance to do it.
Oh, wow.
My son called up and said she died, and I couldn't believe that I didn't get that message to her.
Unfortunately, Amy's drug and alcohol use overshadowed her incredible music talent nearing the end of her life. On July 23, 2011, Amy Winehouse tragically died from accidental alcohol poisoning. She was 27 when she passed away. Amy's life and music was dedicated to the love of her life, Blake Fielder-Civil. When she canceled all her further appearances for 2007, she said on her website that, "I can't give it my all on stage without my Blake. My husband is everything to me, and without him, it just isn't the same." Although much of Amy's struggles in life bloomed from this relationship, she never failed to keep pursuing love. Up next is the song Love is a Losing Game, a song which is much like a diary of Amy's life, and this may be why she was never seen comfortably singing this song.
For you, I was a flame. Is a losing game. Five-story fire. You came. Love is a losing game.
And now the final frame, love is a losing game. Played out by the band, love is a losing hand. And it was more than I could stand. Love is a losing hand. Self-professed, profound. Though you're a gambling man, love is a losing hand. Though I battle blind, love is a fate resigned. They mar my mind. Love is a fatal resign. Oh, 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 the futile art and laughter by the gods. And now the final frame. Thank you.
Do you have no direction?
Are you trying to make sense of this absurd existence that we experience on a daily basis?
Do you wish to find meaning in this existential quagmire that is the daily grind?
Well, come on down to CITR for Volunteer Wednesdays from 11 to 1 p.m. every week and find your meaning in life. No experience is necessary. So what are you waiting for, Sisyphus? Life is knocking.
A man of average height got out of a black sedan holding a baseball bat. He approached a dark-haired woman, hit her in the head, then hit her again as she fell to the ground. He continued to beat her ribs, chest, legs, and face until she lost consciousness. He then hit her again, got into his car, and drove away. This is a scene from a video game played by millions. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like a game? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Welcome back to RIP Radio. We've now reached the part of the episode where I introduce a new artist to you all. Joshua Badu is a Vancouver-based artist who is a child of Amy Winehouse's legacy. Josh talks about how Amy has influenced him musically and where he's going with his music now. Here's my interview with Joshua Badu. I'm here with Joshua Badu, Vancouver's very own. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Joshua. Give us a little intro.
Well, basically, I kind of started from the church. I was doing a lot of choir stuff. Actually, no, I was with my older brother, and me and him, like, every single time after school, he'd come home with, like, some fresh beats or whatever, and he'd come play it on the stereo, so he'd be rapping over time, and then he'd be showing all his boys. His boys would come to the house, and then they'd start rapping and all this stuff, and I was like, do you know what? Like, I can sing, but I just didn't tell anybody, So what I decided to do was one day when they were just when they were like rapping over a beat, I just went in and I just started singing over the chorus, and they were like, "Whoa!" Like, you know, like it actually fits. And they're like, "Why don't you get your brother in the studio?" And he always wanted to, but I don't know, just because they're a little bit older and some of the guys weren't the best role model to look up to. So it's just like things would go on in the studio where like I wouldn't at that age be a part of or whatever. So yeah, I had to sit that one out for a while. Yeah, so then I started out in the church with my dad. Ended up going to church all the time and stuff like that. My dad started a church too. So when they started the choir, they ended up finding out I could sing because my older brother was telling people. And then yeah, I just started singing, and then eventually I just took it from there and just wanted to get in the studio and create some stuff that I actually really like.
Wow, so started all in the church and then kind of launched your way from there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're focusing on Amy Winehouse for this episode. So what is like the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of Amy Winehouse?
I just feel like she's such a classic and timeless artist. Like It's one of those where, honestly, she might not be as big as, let's say, Michael Jackson, for instance, or whatever, but I feel like it was a big loss to us when she passed away, because just if you hear her voice, it's like, holy, like, who else sounds like that right now? You can't compare anybody else to her. And that's, yeah, for me, that's, man, that really sucks that she's gone.
Yeah. What is it? You mentioned that thing about her voice. Like, what is it about Amy Winehouse's voice that's just like,
man, it sounds like the quality of it, just the quality of voice, like the raspiness in her voice. You can tell like she doesn't have to be like a perfect singer like say Beyonce. You can tell Beyonce's voice that was made for Broadway, like, you know, like that's the type of voice where you're like, damn. But hers, it's like you don't have to be perfect, but you can tell her voice, like, it emulates her pain and the struggles she went through, like, when she was alive. So you can just really tell that it's genuine, because everything she's saying from her heart is 100% genuine.
Right, so, like, the story is in her voice, almost. Right. So how has Amy Winehouse influenced you, both on the in a personal sense and musical?
Well, I feel like both of them kind of all tie into one, because in terms of just musically, it's kind of taught me to just say whatever is on my mind, speak how I feel before it's kind of too late, you know what I mean? And then also in that sense, it's like you don't need to fake yourself, you don't need to be a lot, like, you don't need to be like, oh, I'm this big, like, successful artist who has a lot of money and is flashy and all these things. I mean, it's cool to talk about the cars and the money and the girls, but that's only cool for a certain amount of time. There's other things that are important and that are relevant in today's society. So
If Amy Winehouse came back from the dead, let's just say we could do that, and you can ask her one question or tell her one thing, what would it be?
Man, that's so hard. That's so hard. Honestly, I'd just be like, yo, like, that's such a hard question, because everything she's done has been on point. I know she hasn't been able to do a lot, but like I said earlier, the quality of work and the things that she's put out have been so, like, breathtaking, so timeless that you don't want to change anything. You don't want to touch that. You just want her to keep creating. You never want her to stop. And, like, I understand, like, she went through some pain and all this other stuff beforehand, but you just don't want, I don't know, man. You just don't want people, you just don't want her to stop. I just really don't want her to stop doing her music,
It sounds like you're just going to be speechless if she came back to from the dead. You just stare at her. So you would. So the one thing you would tell Amy Winehouse is you would kind of just low key like scream inside.
Yeah.
All right, I can respect that.
Yeah.
So tell me about Seventh Sound. Like, I see that tagged on a lot of things that you do, but like, why the Seventh Sound? What is that about?
Okay, so basically, before I was the name Joshua Badu. Basically, what I wanted to do was, my name before was The Seventh, and I didn't want to lose that identity. So what I have done is I have created my own label. I don't want to wait for any label. I don't want to wait for someone to come sign me and all this stuff. Because I feel like when you do that, you leave a lot of things to another person to do instead of you going to get it yourself. You know what I mean? So I started that label myself. It's called The Seventh Sound. And basically, the reason why I chose The Seventh is because the seventh means completeness And also, like, in the Bible, the world was created in 7 days, so everything was complete. Goals for a Soul Girl with my music, I want to be complete, and I want to be able to touch every single aspect of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I called it the Seventh Sound, and basically that's what it means to me.
Right. And how did you decide to sort of switch your name from the Seventh to your given name, Josh?
Because Badu was actually my grandpa's last name.
Mm-hmm.
But where I'm from Ghana, West Africa, big ups. shameless plug. What basically happened was my grandpa, he was swimming and he was drowning and someone saved him. So, and like, it was to the point where, like, if this dude didn't save him, like, I wouldn't be here right now. Like, my dad would not have been born, like, none of that. So, basically, he saved the dude and the dude saved my grandpa. And then my grandpa changed his last name to Badu.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad ended up growing older and he's like, you know what? I don't want the last name Badu. I want Baidu. B-A-I-D-O-O. Basically what had happened was I eventually found out about this and I was like, no, I want to go back to my roots. I want to go back. There's a reason for why my grandpa, you know, changed his name and all that stuff. So
mm-hmm.
basically I went back to that and I was like, okay, I'm gonna call myself that, Joshua Badu.
Right. Wow. That's a really rich history. So what do you mean when you say no relation? That's something you tag onto all your, you know, social media handles. And I'm wondering what that means.
Yeah, because when you search up my name on like SoundCloud or any thing, because it's Badu, it's related to Erykah Badu. So
yeah.
I'm just like, no relation. You know, I just got to put it there. Just so you suckers. No. But, like, just so everyone knows that, you know, I'm not trying to like come up off her fame or anything or stuff like that. It's just I'm being myself and being true to my own being true to my own craft. And to be honest, her music and my music are like in two totally different lanes right now. So but not to take away from what she's done, she is amazing. That girl is like a goddess and she kill soul music. Like, she makes neo soul sound good to anyone. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
All right, not related to Erykah Badu, y'all. So I know you brought some music in for us at RIP Radio. So tell me a little bit more about the specific music that you brought in.
Okay, so basically, the music that I brought in, there's just one track that I did. It's not even like mixed. Actually, it's mixed, but it's not like mastered to its like full potential. But I mm-hmm. still wanted to bring it on the show to show you guys. So it shows you from like where I started out to where I am now, and I'm still not even like finished in terms of my career or like, you know, where I want to take my music, but. Mm-hmm. It lets you know that I am an artist and I'm actually developing and I'm doing things and I'm gaining a little bit of headway and I like it. Like, so, yeah, it's basically my music and, yeah.
So, finally, what's next for Joshua Badu?
All right, well, for me, obviously I'm coming out with a project. I'm dropping a little EP. It's called The Seventh Sound. So you will find that on SoundCloud. It's for free, so you can go download that. You know, I just want to give something to fans, give something to people
mm-hmm.
so they know who I am, so I can gain more notoriety, more fans, and let you guys actually get some good music. Because, I mean, trap is cool, but, you know, there's only so much of that, you know, turn-up you can take all the time. Sometimes you need some music you can understand. Has some substance too, something like that. But yeah.
Sorry. Thanks.
RIP. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at isthatbadu. That's ISTHATBADU. You can also follow me on Twitter at same thing, isthatbadu. What else I got? Oh, you can follow me on Facebook. I have an official fan page on Facebook, so there's always gonna be like pictures and, you know, hilarious little tidbits and skits or whatever, because, you know, I like to dab and all that extra stuff. So we'll do that as well. That's also at Joshua Badu Official. So you can follow me there. And yeah, peace.
Watch me be great. Let's go.
Man, I've been riding in the six, chilling with my people. After that, we move. We gon' do what it do. I'ma come and scoop you up. After that, you say what's up. What's talking to me crazy? You know that you're my baby.
That's all that matters.
I don't give a fuck what nobody else says. These haters can catch bullets to the head right now. I don't give a fuck right now. It's all about you right now. So let's make a move right now.
She be perfect, perfect in the streets. Yeah. She be sexy, hella dirty in the sheets. Yeah.
no trouble. No, no, no trouble. See before you, you're out there.
Six cells in my can from blow, blow, blowing on the end. Nightstand, give me 10 with these bad bitches. We ain't friends now. We be getting to the money like a fucking band. Hey,
me. Hooked up with my baby. No, she never shy.
Oh, she never shy.
Even if we fight,
yeah,
we gon' be alright.
We'll be like alright.
If I ride, she gon' ride. If I shoot, she gon' shoot. And if I die, I'ma die for you, baby. Oh, Lord. I don't give a fuck with nobody else.
I don't give a fuck right now.
These haters can get bullets to the head right now. I don't give a fuck right now.
It's
all about you right now. So let's make a move right now.
She be perfect, perfect in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy,
you
hella
dirty
in them sheets,
oh,
yeah.
No, no trouble, we don't want no trouble.
We don't want no trouble,
no, no trouble. Save it for your mama.
Got me 6 cents in my can for blow, blow, blowing on the end. Nightstand, we be chillin' with these bad bitches. We ain't friends, no. We be gettin' to the money like a fucking man.
I'm your king, you're my queen. Be there for me. All the shows we gon' ride. We going hard, let's blow trees. I need you by my side. Could you do that for me? Could you do that for me? Now would you do that for me? I'm your king, you're my queen. You gon' be there for me. All the shows we gon' ride. Going hard, let's blow trees. I need you by my side. Could you do that for me? Could you do that for me? Could you do that for me? Oh,
she be perfect, perfect in the streets, yeah. She be sexy, hella dirty in the sheets, yeah. No, no trauma, we don't want no trauma, no. No, no trauma, save it for your mama.
That was Get Into the Money by Joshua Badu. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. A big shout out to Sean Dami for helping me write this episode of RIP Radio. Thank you, Amy Winehouse, for blessing us all with your beautiful soul and your beautiful music. Rest in power. Thank you for listening to RIP Radio, and remember, folks, stay alive until next time. Stay tuned for the upcoming program, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, at 6:30 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
That's true, babe, that's true, babe, my name.